Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
$100 billion in projects in the U.S. during the Trump administration. ABC's Catherine Falder says this is not a new strategy.
This is almost exactly what Trump did during the first transition in December of 2016, where he also appeared next to this very same CEO of the same company, who at that time pledged to invest $50 billion in projects.
Trump's picks for cabinet positions continue their meetings on Capitol Hill, including Robert Kennedy Jr., the choice for health secretary. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security have deployed infrared cameras and drone detection technology to ensure that drones flying over New Jersey and New York are not harmful, according to a law enforcement source. And workers at two Amazon facilities in New York City say they could walk off the job because of a contract dispute. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Madison alder says she will not run for re-election in the spring. Juliana Bennett represents District 2. She made a blog post saying her name will not be on the ballot. Bennett is one of the women who came forward with harassment allegations against Alder Charles Miadze, who was arrested for strangulation and battery last week. She says she's looking forward to just being a regular 25-year-old. Madison's spring election is April 1st. And Middleton has named its new police chief. Stephen Thompson will lead the department. He's most recently been a captain with the New Berlin PD. Middleton Mayor Emily Kuhn said she was impressed with how he wanted to deal with traffic issues going forward as Middleton is growing. Thompson says he wants to focus on community mental health and getting more women on the force. And more Wisconsinites are seeking telemedicine abortion care, even though it's banned by state law. The 1849 abortion law caused a temporary statewide ban on abortion services after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Now, even after that ban was lifted, the demand for abortion medication via telemedicine stayed high. Shield laws allow providers in states with fewer abortion restrictions to prescribe pregnancy-ending medications, even to patients in states where there are abortion bans. Jenny Higgins from UW-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity.
Suggesting that even when brick and mortar facilities are offering abortion care in our state, telehealth abortion still is a really important service that many people in our state are taking advantage of through these Shield laws.
There have been about 130 orders for abortion pills per month made through Shield law providers since July 2023, according to WeCount data. There have also been reports of stockpiling nationwide since the election. In a recent interview, President-elect Donald Trump said he would probably not restrict medication abortion pills during his second term. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers win in Seattle.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. It's the first time they've won in Seattle since 2008. Head coach Matt LaFleur praised the defense after the win.
Our team effort, especially our defense, I thought they played a really good game. You know, for four quarters, got constant pressure on the quarterback, got a couple takeaways.
Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper had five tackles, a quarterback sack, and his first NFL career interception after missing the last three games with a hamstring injury.
No, I was very hungry to get back out there and do what I did, and thank for my teammates and doing their job.
Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Nebraska yesterday in three straight sets. The Badgers have reached the regionals 12 years in a row.
Just proud of them, proud of the people that they've become and the players they've become and how they've grown as a team. And I think they've represented their university and their community and the state of Wisconsin.
That's Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is foggy with drizzle this morning. It is going to stay cloudy, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 42. Tonight, breezy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, 37. By Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of only 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Art and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Let me just say, with respect to some of the nominees like Kash Patel, this is someone, in my view, who is not qualified to be FBI director, and someone who claimed, for example, that he wanted to shut down FBI headquarters early in his tenure and open a museum to the deep state. So this is a conspiracy theorist. It's also someone, I think, who demonstrated, sadly, a principle of the first Trump administration, and that is you rise to the level of your sycophancy, and the bigger the sycophant, the higher you rise. He's risen pretty high.
Senator Adam Schiff. Hey, Senator. Scarf stage screen, L.A. Sexy Liberal. Okay. Oh, by the way, I'm wearing my Nancy Pelosi, I want to punch him shirt. But remember she said that about Trump on January 6th when he said he was going to come to the Capitol? Mm-hmm. I know we're not going to agree on everything. Some people are still angry, Pelosi for this or that or whatever. But can I say, I think she will be the greatest speaker in our history. And that sounded nasty, Jody. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
she fell on marble and broke her hip at 83 years old. And so we just want to send a bunch of love and light, a healing light to Speaker Pelosi. Aaron, moving forward, Steph, these are difficult times. However, I'm glad your show is there for us. It's been so comforting to know we're all in this together. Ugh. And we have each other to gain strength. What was hardest as all in this is a lot of us were in a bubble. Everyone from your show to Hal Sparks and Bob Seska were thinking it would turn out in a positive way, and we agreed. Yeah, boy, howdy. Almost every pollster, pundit, etc. For one thing I refuse to do now, though, is watch mainstream media. I will not give up listening to you. You are essential to listening for so many of us. I don't want to be in this bubble, though, that we were in up until election night. So I really hope you all can do some brainstorming, figure out how we can burst our bubble on your show so our hearts aren't broken so often. It's weird, but my first thought is I think I need to get in the best shape of my life, so I guess one positive came out of this. I can actually pull it off. Yes, do it. Do it. Get in the fight. Stay strong. We will all support each other. I will be listening. Aaron, thank you. Well, you know what? This entire Stephanie Miller cinematic universe is in this fight with you, including this lady is back. Kimberly Johnson is here.
Hi, Kimberly.
She's the hero of the Stephanie Miller cinematic universe.
Kimberly Johnson, who is not just Bob Seska's refrigerator sex partner.
Kimberly
Johnson. We love you, Kimberly Johnson.
Here are you on the show. Kimberly.
You and your Johnson.
Kimberly.
Hi, welcome back. Welcome home, Kimberly Johnson.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Yes. Oh, happy. Has Chris Mahana Kwanzaa good to you?
Yes.
So, I've been quoting you in hour one. You said of Lindy Lee, I've been in private groups with her. I never trusted her. And now she's a Trump supporter. And I said, I'm putting Kimberly Johnson in charge of vetting my personal life.
Yeah.
You are in charge of my dating life from now on. Because clearly, your instincts.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was kind of evident. You could see her behavior behind the scenes was really about kissing up to certain people. I would say specifically men. And it was, she ignored certain women. And I would say, I saw that she did, because I was in several groups with her.
Yeah.
And there were certain women that I saw her kiss up to them because they had massive followings. But if it was somebody like me or other people like within my following range, she kind of just ignored us. And I just felt like something was off. And it's so funny because all these women are either privately messaging me or they're saying publicly, like, I knew there was something weird about her. And I think that we just all picked up on the fact that she was not authentic. You know, she was just out there for clicks and attention.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and, you know, I said off the top of the show, Kimberly, like, I'm not going to apologize for showcasing amazing progressive voices over the last 20 years. And, you know, 99.9% of them are you and Bob Seska and people like that, that remain amazing progressive warriors. So, you know, let those of you who's never been, you know, tricked by someone or disappointed by someone, you know, throw the first stone. Because I've seen online, like, oh, Stephanie Miller fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Well, lots of people did. Because
people
she had a large following. She was young. She was Asian. She was, you know, her tweets were saying all the, you know, putting out the messaging that we wanted to put out there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you're right. But I got, you know, personally, Kimberly, what I... our audience that has learned to trust us over how many years, you know, and so I do feel like people are like, oh my God, you know what? I thought she was great at Philly Sexy Liberal or when she's been on the show. So, you know, as you know, our audience automatically supports the people that we platform because, you know, there's so many amazing voices out there. So it's a personal disappointment. I will give you that.
Right, but I mean, this has happened before. We were talking before the show started that there was, I won't say his name, but there was another
We've
gentleman.
Had a couple of clinkers.
Yes, we have.
I know when you messed up your pool.
He and I would tried with him, you know, like I really, he was on my show.
I was
on his show and we were having not a love fest, but we tried to have a love fest. And it was funny though, because initially my first, I'm not going to say his name, but first interaction I had with him was, I think he suggested that we punch Nazis, and both Bob and I were like, no, let's not go to the violent. And, so I didn't necessarily like his messaging at first, but then he and I were both on the same page with Elizabeth Warren and, you know, and it was like, I thought, okay, let's make this work. And I knew he was on your show. So sometimes, you know, people say all the things and they appear to be one way and then you find out later. So it's not your fault or anybody's fault.
No, but you know, you make a good point, Kimberly. As liberals, we tend to be like that, you know, and if someone's on Bob's show, I trust them right away. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, if they know, you know, and so I think we all sort of are liberal helpers and we trust each other. And, but you know, this is not just liberals, Kimberly, this is humankind. You know, we've all been tricked or grifted by someone or conned by someone or disappointed by someone who, you know, we felt betrayed us. I mean, on a larger scale, I feel like ABC betrayed us. You know, it's like, talk about bending the knee. And as Jody said at the top of the show, they would have won that lawsuit.
Yep.
You know, he was quoting what a judge said about that he is an adjudicated rapist, you know, and so they didn't have to apologize or pay that out. They do. But this is what Trump's going to do, is try to make people, you know, fear going broke enough that they'll just give up.
And it just makes you wonder, like, why are these, whether it's Mika or Joe or ABC or Christopher Ray, what's going on? It's weird because it seems like everybody's just like their knees are bending and they're falling immediately.
Yeah.
There's no backbone. And that's what's concerning me about what's coming up after January 20th, because if it's already happening now and it's our legacy media, I mean, the ABC is as legacy media as you get.
Yeah.
And what are we going to see? I mean, is it because they want that access and they're just capitulating for the access? Is it something more nefarious? I don't know.
And you know, that's why there was such a backlash to Joe and Mika going to Mar-a-Lago and bending the knee, you know, because it's like we keep saying, you can model cowardice or courage. And I think that, you know, honestly, people are on our side are going to be drawn to the people modeling courage, you know, like you and like Bob and like Mark Elias and Allison Gill. And, you know, there's so many people in our universe that are so amazing, that, and there's 75 million of us. And so I think, you know, it's interesting, Kimberly, when you said, I'm not going to say his name, Chris knows that. We don't ever trash people that have been on the show, whether I've worked with them or I just don't mention them again. I'm not going to engage in trashing anybody. I think the Lindy Lee thing is just because it's so high profile and it's so all over social media. And it's for people that don't know and just tuned in. we thought she was this amazing Democratic activist who had a huge social media following. Again, young, diverse. She was Asian. She was able
to raise a lot of money.
Yeah, first person in her family. She, you know, English wasn't even her first language. You know, I mean, so anyway, but yeah, so now she's become the Democrat bashing Fox News person, I guess, and sucking up to Fox News and how great Pete Hegseth is and how horrible, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are. And I think a lot of people on a large scale feel really disappointed and betrayed.
Yeah. And I would like to say, though, people are calling her a turncoat. I don't think she's a turncoat. I think she's just an opportunist who's touch your finger and where is the money coming from now?
Yeah.
And it's sad. You know, she acted for us. She did a great performance as a Democratic activist. And we all pretty much bought into it, even though I didn't like her. I didn't think, like, I just felt that I couldn't put my finger on it, really. I didn't like her behavior behind the scenes, but I didn't think, oh, if we lose, she's going to go to Fox and start praising Trump. I never assumed that.
Yeah.
I was saying
there was a lot of look at me and here's my TV appearance and look how much money I've raised. But I thought, you know, quite honestly, a lot of people are self-promoting that do what we do for a living. And you're like, and all that's part of it. But I thought it was, you know, Andrew, you retweeted to your point, Fred Wellman, who said, let's be clear, I'm not aware of Lindy Lee having ever worked on an actual campaign. I think she ran for Congress twice and lost. But she had a ton of money and was buying her way into fundraisers and events and complaining if she didn't get a picture with the VP. She isn't a Democratic official, and she sure isn't a political strategist. And you just said she isn't a and he also said she's not a DNC official in any way, shape, or form. She's a donor. But as Chris said, you know, she'll say what Fox News wants her to say about Democrats. You know, now she's going to bash Democrats. And it says on the Chyron, Democratic official Lindy Lee, she's not a Democratic official. You know, speaks for the Democratic Party or whatever. So, but I think, and I think as a woman, Kimberly, just the fact that, like, she threw Kamala Harris under the bus by going, oh, she's ruined it for all women now. It's like, the one person you cannot blame in any of this is Kamala Harris.
Right.
Like, she ran an amazing campaign given the shortest runway in history.
Well, the same thing could be said about Donald Trump because he lost in 2020, so I guess he ruined it for all white men, right?
Right. Yeah, right. Or orange men, whichever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Orange men with his yellow hair.
Yeah, I mean, it just, but you were saying you'd never heard of her, and then she was everywhere. Now she's on Fox praising Trump, and you just said so many opportunists out there, and liberals are too quick to trust those who say what we want to hear. I mean, you know, Chris keeps pointing out that all my former Republicans are going to sting me when we get to the other side of the river. But a lot of us are like, I don't care. You know, I need any ally in this fight against what you and I know is really the biggest existential threat we've ever seen in our politics. I'm like, fine, come on in, Joe Walsh, Michael Steele, whoever, you know. So, but I get what you're saying.
I'm very jaded, and I'm still, you know, trying to find my equilibrium from what happened. And sometimes, you know, I'm tweeting out things, or I don't want to say tweeting because I'm not really on Twitter anymore, but I'm on Blue Sky and I'm posting things, and I'm just not going to say skeet. But anyway, I'll say something and then I realize people don't like it because I'm kind of being negative, so I delete it. But I feel kind of negative right now. And as far as Lindy's
concerned, that's okay. I mean, I like my liberals happy clappy, so, you know, thanks for coming to the light. No, but, you know, we keep saying that, you know, you got to give people the grace to be in wherever they are. You know, they always say, like, the stages of dying or whatever, you know, we're all in a different place, you know, anger, depression, bargaining, acceptance, like, you know, we're all in a different, and that may go like this, and that's okay, you know, give yourself room to be human.
I just want to say really quick, because of all this, I mean, I'm going to be real quick on this, but I'm coming out with a new podcast, and it's going to be in the new year, and it's not political, but... Okay. It's basically, I've been working on for the past 5 years, intentional manifesting, which, okay, that sounds all woo-woo and everything. And there is a woo-woo aspect to it, but there's also a very practical aspect where it's helping giving me right now coping skills. And, you know, it's getting all the way to the core of who I am and how I think.
Yeah.
Because to me, manifesting your life is how you're thinking. What you're thinking about, how you're thinking, how you're feeling about yourself, how you're feeling about what's possible. And so I want to be a helper. And right now with politics, I'm still going to keep up my Start Me Up podcast, but I'm feeling very different. I don't really understand my place anymore. And so I know that with what I've learned over the last 5 years, I can share with people to help them cope. So just FYI, it'll be coming out in January. It's not all set up yet, but I'm working on it. So
your place in life is as my matchmaker and screener, or that's what your place is. With your razor sharp instincts about people. I think that's fantastic, because I think it's just you love Jeff Tiedrich like I do, but you retweeted him saying, imagine a country so furious about drag performers that it voted for polio. I mean, it's hard to process where we are now. And so, you know, you can be, and that's what you were saying about, you know, Joe and Mika starting with the bending the knee. It's okay to say you're afraid, you know, but they don't say that. You know, they make up some BS that everyone's BS detector went off, you know, about oh, it's not about fear, it's about civility. It's like, oh, please. You know, anyone recognizes ass-kissing and cowardice, you know. So that's the thing. It's not how you're feeling. It's what you do with it. We're all afraid, Kimberly. I mean, this is what you're saying about ABC. Think of their deep pockets. The point is to chill the rest of us that don't have deep pockets, right? I mean, Trump is already saying, I'm going to come after anybody doing bad coverage of me or whatever, right?
Yeah, and that's really very upsetting, you know, because it's like all of us here are making our living talking about politics, and we've always had the opportunity to just be honest, and now you're like, what's going to happen? How is this going to go?
Yeah.
It's very frightening, and it's just, you know, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Because he's putting in this administration that is, it's like Bob and I are watching The Sopranos, and we feel like Tony Soprano would do a better job than Donald Trump.
He's a better psychopath. All right. 21 minutes after the hour, we have Kimberly for the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
The state of the world, as Kimberly Johnson just told you, can make you feel, you know,
Oogie.
Yeah, angry, depressed. Uh-huh. We got life stuff going on. You and Bob have parent stuff going on. You know, we all have stuff on top of all the political stuff. And so, listen, here's a way to make you feel like you can make a difference, because you can. Yep. Credo Mobile is the nation's only progressive phone company. Your dollars are you're going to a company that aligns with your values, and they're giving millions to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever. It's like a win-win-win-win off into infinity, spinning off past every drone into infinity somewhere. Okay, you get the nation. Thank you, Kimberly. The nation's largest, most reliable network. You know, Kimberly reminds me what a horrible audience you or Jody are. That's what, when she's here, I realize what a good audience is like again. Thank you, Kimberly.
We don't coddle you.
Exactly. You're bastard people. And I hate you and your ass faces.
Fine.
All right, fine. No,
fine. Whatever.
You fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Perfect.
Whatever.
Good. Well, good.
Did you think that was funny?
Yeah. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Head on over to Credo Mobile. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
A person of easy virtue. A purveyor of pulchritude. One woman Sodom and Gomorrah, if you will. Slimy, slithering succubus. A concubine, a streetwalker, a tramp, a slut, a cheap whore.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit FFRF.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
No, 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 no. The good rush, not the bad rush.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit usps.com/advantage.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabe, host of Night Light, 6 to 8 p.m. I am assumed tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations. This is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Best TV series for musical or comedy, The Bear, is not a comedy. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy.
Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win. Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And exploited.
Made it go away, like all the other ones.
Back.
All right, I'm plugging you in, lady. That's one way to put it.
Stephanie Miller.
Kimberly, there's room in the refrigerator. Why? Kimberly Johnson of the Start Me Up podcast and just general awesomeness is here. You retweeted Mark Elias of the United States of.
Mark Elias.
Thank you. Yeah. He's one of the people that is inspiring me along with, you know, you. And well, you're kind of bumming me out lately, but Bob is inspiring me, and you'll get there. But you're pretty, so I don't care. But Mark said the resistance after 2016 was a success, but we need something bigger and more durable this time. We need an opposition built for the long term. We need to stop being tired, ignore the cynics. I can promise you my team and I will be in the fight. If we all do our part, we will win. That's where I am. And, you know, Kimberly, like we were saying, we all have life stuff going on, you know, so like if you take a little longer than someone else to, you know, get back in the fight, that's okay. You know, it's important to take care of yourself, right?
Well, I'm on hiatus right now from my podcast, Start Me Up. So it's going to come back on the 9th. And what I'm going to be trying to focus on primarily, I mean, I know I'll have a variety of guests, but I want to talk to people like from Demcast and promote things like Indivisible because, you know, I say things online and I am in a bad mood and I'll say something like memes and, you know, snark isn't resistance. And I do understand its place. Right.
Yeah.
I deleted that because people misunderstood me.
Yeah.
And I just want to be clear. I do think that we have to laugh. We need humor and we need to be able to vent. But that it can't stop there. And I think that a lot of us are used to just being online warriors and that's where it ends. And I think we have to start getting more comfortable with understanding it's going to start at the local level. And so it's, you know, contacting your congressman or whatever. We should be used to that.
And snark does have its place. You retweeted Tony, who said, breaking, it's being reported Nancy Mace is in critical condition after a trans person said hi to her at Best Buy. She's like the dog and There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
She's just bandaged.
Exactly.
More Kimberly Johnson.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. What a crazy story. Police say a couple stole a car with a small child inside. It happened down in Janesville. Someone had run into a gas station and came out to find that their car was gone, but they knew their baby was inside. Can you imagine that panic? Well, it turns out the thieves ditched the toddler on the side of the road. They left them off the curb, still in the car seat, unharmed, but had to be so scared. People saw and called authorities right away, and they were able to track down the people who stole the car. They're now charged with operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, abduction, child abandonment, among other counts. The toddler was quickly reunited with their parent. And Wisconsin has embraced European-style Christmas markets all over the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska.
The holiday shopping season is underway, and all across Wisconsin, communities have embraced unique holiday markets. With more, here's Logan Rogie of Travel Wisconsin.
In communities of all sizes, you're actually going to find these European-style holiday markets that are cropping up. Some have been around for decades, others are new, but it's really embracing kind of sort of the traditions of how the season has been celebrated in Europe and bringing it here to Wisconsin. In Sparta, they hold this really popular Chris Kindle market. It's replicating one of those traditional German style markets, and they're full of these local artisans. There's the Chris Kindle market on Broadway in Green Bay. There's the Old World Christmas market at the Osthoff Resort. So great options to support local artisans and have fun while you're doing that holiday shopping.
A full list of Christmas markets and other events is available on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
After the season on the square is over, the Dane County Farmers Market transitions into the holiday market. This Saturday is its last one at Monona Terrace. It's from 7:30 to noon. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A dark and dreary day today, with mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog, and some spotty drizzle. Winds are a bit breezy, too, out of the southwest, gusting around 25 miles per hour, with high temperatures tapping 40. As we hold steady for most of the day in the upper 30s, we slide below freezing tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue our live coverage from the Seattle area, focusing on the Naval Air Station in Bremerton. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Housinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Sending to jail people
who on that January 6th committee, that sounds like being a tin pot dictator. So I would hope that we have an FBI and a Justice Department that protects the civil liberties of the American people and does its best to protect American democracy.
In light of what the president-elect said to me, that yes, he does think that members of the January 6th committee should go to jail, do you think that Mr. Biden should issue preemptive pardons for the entire January 6th committee?
Well, I think he might want to consider that very seriously. Look, that is an outrageous statement. This is what authoritarianism is all about. It's what dictatorship is all about. You do not arrest elected officials who disagree with you.
Okay, I'm with you on that, Bernie. What is going on with Bernie? I just think we have to get our together, you know, as on our side, because obviously I agree with everything he said there, but then he's like saying he shouldn't have pardoned Hunter Biden. When Republicans defend any illegal, whatever you want to call it, despicable thing Donald Trump does. And I don't know how you felt about that. I think Joe Biden was absolutely correct in pardoning Hunter Biden. I don't know why you're splitting hairs going, oh, these pardons would be okay, but that pardon was not okay, right?
And we all knew that it was political. We all knew that it was just revenge. And even the people on the jury said, this is ridiculous. Yes, he's guilty, but this is ridiculous. So I'm really glad that he pardoned Hunter. But yeah, I mean, with Bernie, back and forth. Sometimes I'm on the same page with him, and then other times no.
Well, I just was saying, too, that, you know, he voted for every single, you know, thing that helped working people. And then the minute Democrats win the election, he's bashing Democrats, going, oh, you know, they abandoned the working class. It's like, you were there to get your face on the bill signing when you voted. You know that Joe Biden didn't abandon working people, you know. Right. So it's just, I get it. Everyone right now is scared. Everyone's looking for their place in the new, you know, in the new world order, right? Right.
I can feel it, and I can just see in regular voters out there that there's a lot of anger and there's a lot of not knowing how to feel about things, and that's totally understandable because we are in a new kind of era.
It's a bad precedent, you know, for him to precedent. Right. Donald Trump doesn't give up about precedent. It's not going to affect anything he does. He's already said he's going to pardon the J6 rioters, right? It's like, now because he pardoned Hunter. I mean, it's like, what? The Democrats, we keep saying it. We got to stop playing by rules that don't exist anymore, right?
Exactly. The rules, the norms, the traditions. This is all changed now. And unfortunately, we have a news media that is capitulating. And so we have to. I mean, this is a place where I've heard that in an autocracy, it's at the very beginning when we have the most chance of not letting it take. I don't know how to say it, but
right.
So there's got to be, I mean, I know Mark Elias is talking about we've got the courts. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what we've got. And then again, we have our individual power where we have to put pressure on elected officials.
And by the way, this latest thing, the post office, after weekend reporting indicating Trump is actively thinking about avenues to privatize the U.S. Postal Service, progressives decried any such efforts. Well, are we going to be able to stop him? I mean, it seems like the Postal Service is the test case for what he's trying to do. He put in Louis DeJoy, who's completely incompetent, to destroy it, which he has, and then they make the case to privatize it.
He should be in the jail.
Yes, thank you, Chris, for that joke. That is so new. But I mean, this is the test case is what they've done with, you know, Mark Pocan,
he joins us after the first of the year.
He said the post office is in our constitution. There's no way we let Donald Trump privatize it. Fire his former pick for postmaster DeJoy and let a real professional run it like it should be run. The first priority is delivering mail. Cut the Pentagon's bloat if you want to save money. Well, I love Mark and I'll talk to him about this, but they're not going to do any of that. They're not going to. That's not where they're going to cut bloat. You know, is the defense budget. And is the Constitution going to matter? The post office, it's in the Constitution. I don't, you know.
I don't think it will. And that's what's worrying me, because I feel like for them, the Constitution is just a word. It's not a document
And I agree with fire to joy and put a real professional. But do you think Donald Trump's going to do that? No, he's the point of all these picks. Are there people that don't believe in and are going to blow up the agencies they've been assigned to run? Right.
Yes. And what does that look like? What does that turn this country into when it's one after the other? How does that, where are we going to be?
Right. Where are we? Oh, yes. Let's talk about Pete Hegseth. Yes. Okay.
Oh, no. Pete Hegseth is a person. There are serious questions about him. And even in the recovery tour, so to speak, the we're fixing the PR of Pete Hegseth, some of the stuff that has come out is pretty shocking. I mean, a senator gave a pull-aside interview to a bunch of media where he talked about how he and Pete Hegseth have discussed how, if confirmed, Pete Hegseth would stop drinking. Like, these are not the kinds of pieces of commentary that you want senators to be doing in the halls of Congress. So maybe he gets confirmed. I'm not sure that Hegseth being confirmed is going to be a DOD with someone at the helm with a lot of credibility. He is still really taking a beating, and I think for good reason.
Speaking of bending the knee, I mean, how are you, Joni Ernst, who's been a woman in combat, who has been sexually assaulted in the military, humiliated into voting for Pete Hegseth? That says everything you need to know about the Republican Party today.
It makes me wonder because, you know, early on, I don't have it in front of me, but the Russian news agency put out a statement from a Vladimir Putin aide, which was basically like, okay, we helped Donald Trump, and now it's his turn to help us. And if he, you know, a responsible leader will help, something like that, you know, all the wording that they say that it's just mafia type. And I feel like I don't blame everything on Putin and Russia, but to watch what's happening, we do know that Vladimir Putin is he always has been telling Donald Trump what to do.
Yeah.
And he does him even more now, you know, so when you watch all of this capitulation, when you watch everybody just folding, what is going on?
Yeah.
Are threats behind the scene? And I'm not saying it's coming from Russia, but I'm saying that there is that Russian influence. And then there's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And he has access to information on these people.
To the point he's going to put a Russian asset in charge of our national intelligence.
Exactly.
Tulsi Gabbard. You know, I mean, I keep saying just cut out the middleman. Just make Putin the director of national intelligence. I mean, it's so...
And she grew up in a cult. There's a magazine art. I think it's New York Magazine. I'm not sure, but you can Google it. That she grew up in a cult, so she's got that cult mentality.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she absolutely is a Putin pick. I got to say for DNI. Yeah. One more talking about RFK.
I support RFK 110% to be the new secretary because I think he brings a lot to the job that's unique. He's going to shake up these departments.
Oh, yes.
But Donald Trump's in charge. He's going to be he's the guy in the White House that's going to be in charge, and RFK is going to report to him. So I have a lot of confidence and comfort in him being the new secretary because I know who's in charge at the end of the day.
That'll make polio a lot better. Mm-hmm. What did he say? What kind of pick is he? He's
a diverse.
Yeah, he's a diverse pick. Uh-huh. Right.
Well, that's a good adjective. Diverse.
Yeah.
Was it this weekend? Bobby Kennedy tweeted a picture of his meal, and it's disgusting pasta. And he said it's raw meat, raw eggs, raw everything chased with raw milk. I'm like,
yeah, it was like gross.
And there's bird flu going around, I guess, in raw milk. So let's just give it all to RFK and let him drink it.
Yeah, drink up, everybody. Let's go, Darwin. Yeah, and I got some of it as trolling. Like, did Daniel Penny, who just, murdered Jordan Neely, allegedly.
Allegedly.
He was acquitted.
Sat with Trump and Vance at the Army-Navy game. Did you see that? I mean, here we go again, like with the Kyle Rittenhouses and who they make into heroes, right? Vance described him as a good guy whose life was imperiled by the mob, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. I mean, by the way, Tulsi Gabbard was also there, and Pete Hegseth went to the game. Just this rogues gallery of, I mean, you know, and the most striking thing to me about this Daniel, what's his name, Penny thing, is the number of bystanders that were like, stop, he's dying, you're killing him, he's under control. Like, don't, you know, I don't, anyway, go ahead, sorry, your thoughts.
Well, you know, I mean, this just brings me to the other guy. Was Luigi?
Luigi Mangione. Yeah.
I mean, the thing that, you know, I was seeing, and I was getting some blowback from people, but I've been seeing liberals putting him on a pedestal, and I just feel like we can't do that. Like, we can't.
Not me.
I understand that there's good that's going to come out of it, where we're going to talk about it in a way. We're talking about the healthcare system, and you know, it does make a difference. But we should never be supporting vigilantism under any circumstances.
Thank you.
civilians killing civilians based on personal grievances. And then, you know, I mean, if Luigi were a man of color who didn't have a lot of money, I don't think that he would be put on a pedestal. Yeah. And so I think that we have to be very careful about
that. No, I've been saying that every day, Kimberly. And that makes me mad when they're like, oh, the left is celebrating. I'm like, no, nobody decent on the left I know is celebrating a murderer. Everyone agrees the healthcare system is broken. But I saw a thing where the other inmates are like, free Luigi. Yeah. And he's going through such a hard time. It's like, no, then we're aligned with, you know, the January 6th rioters. Yeah. Where, you know, their fill-in-the-blank cause was, oh, well, this election was stolen, and Trump said we have to fight, or we aren't going to have a country. And so, you know, that was the justification for my violence. And then we're, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Just, we can't be doing that. And I feel like as great as it can be to have discussions about really important things, it can't be because of vigilantism.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. About Luigi Mangione. Other inmates in the prison where Luigi Mangione is awaiting extradition called for him to be freed. He has a cell to himself, and one inmate said, Luigi's conditions suck. Free Luigi.
Wow.
Okay. Then how do we have any moral, you know, clarity when we say you shouldn't pardon the January 6th, you know, criminals if we're like, we should just let, you know, murderers out?
Yeah, or if we're upset about, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse being made as a hero, we have nothing, we have no moral high ground anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. Kimberly, exactly when did we become a nation of insane conspiracy theorists? Marjorie Taylor Greene accused, of course she did, the U.S. government of being in control of the drones flying over New Jersey.
She is the government.
She
shared a Joe Rogan something video something.
She's a part of the government.
That some guy claimed without any evidence the drones could be operating, seeking missing Ukrainian nuclear warheads to radioactive waste. As one senator was saying, like, foreign enemies are not going to fly a drone over Secaucus that we can easily capture.
But we're controlling the weather, too. So it's like we're using the drones to control the weather to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
She is literally a professional government troll.
Well, I was out to lunch with a friend of mine Saturday, and we were talking about the conspiracy theorists that were formerly in our lives. And we were like, the weird thing is, it's not just the anti-vax thing. It's once they believe one, they believe all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chemtrails, yeah. Bilderberg, it's like, you know, I mean.
Yeah, slippery slope there. And
yeah.
And you just kind of fall, but I don't know that. Unfortunately, we've got this internet, right? So I don't think we're ready for it, but there's all kinds of conspiracy theories. And I saw this guy, this right winger posted this man who is, it's not a political conspiracy, but he's saying that, and of course I can't remember his name now, but he's the artist with the white hair. What's his name? You know, that popular artist who did
Banksy? Warhol? Wait,
Andy Warhol.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought we were talking about a current one. Yeah, okay, sorry.
So this guy is saying that, you know, Marilyn Monroe died, and then basically she became Andy Warhol.
What?
And he's
they
circling
at the same time.
I know, but circling things on the face to prove, like, oh, this is where the mall was. And then I think he said,
now,
John J. Ramsey is Katy Perry.
Oh, God.
Now, what do the maggots do when John Kennedy Jr. comes back to be vice president? What happens to Bobby then? Do you think there's going to be, I don't know.
I know,
some friction?
A skosh?
Will there be friction or no? Well, that's just, okay. Can you confirm, however, just, you know, for our listeners, that you have in fact had sex in your refrigerator with Bob Seska? I think I started that conspiracy theory, but it was based on something very real that Bob Seska talked about finding a part on Amazon that went to its, but that he said you guys broke in your refrigerator.
Yeah, he broke it. Having fun in the refrigerator, and then it was me though. I broke it.
Okay. Well, you little minx. Okay.
Like, did the door snap off, or did like a shelf break?
I think it was. I don't even remember what part it was, but it was. Oh, I think it might have been the. I don't know what it was. It was just some part of the refrigerator.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. It was in your back or in your. Okay. Were you reenacting like 9.5 weeks, or was it just?
We always do. Every night.
Yes.
All right. 48.
They got honey all over the linoleum.
All right. 48. I've told this famous story that Carlos tells Rocky and I did a sketch for my late night show called 9 1/2 months where we were having sex in front of the refrigerator when I was like 9 months pregnant. And he was smearing like food all over me. I don't remember. But anyway, the story was the intern lost the tape back in the day when you had runners and tape. Uh-huh. And we were like, we have to shoot that all over again. Do you know how much food was involved in shooting? How much mess was involved in shooting this? Yeah. Anyway.
I feel sorry for the poor PA that had to clean it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care about the little paper. But that runner that lost the tape is still in my crawl space. All right. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozier. Oh my God, I was wearing my olive green short sleeve ones, and then suddenly it got a little chilly. We're having a little chill in the air.
We are.
I'm going to move to my black long sleeve ones. Thanks for asking. So elegant.
Okay.
So fantastic. It's not too late to give Cozy Earth this Christmas season, holiday season. I'm telling you, everyone loves getting Cozy Earth. The most amazing sheets, comforters, duvet covers. I got all that. I got the towels. I have the Cozy Earth pajamas, though. Oh, my God. The long sleeve bamboo pajama sets are a go-to, men's or women's. I mean, you can take them off. You know, when you get to the refrigerator. But my point is, they're incredibly soft, stylish. They also make precious moments with loved ones. Kimberly, even more special.
Stop it.
There's still time to make the season unforgettable with Cozy Earth. It happened! Okay, order with expedited shipping by December 20th. Wrap your loved ones in luxury. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up with your show.
Okay. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Need a new mattress? Choose Furlow over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlow Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlow to the others, and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlow.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show with Kimberly Johnson from the Start Me Up podcast. Chris, who said of the ABC settlement, knee bent, ring kissed, another legacy news outlet chooses obedience. I bet Bezos, Zuckerberg, and the rest are bummed that they will now need to match the $15 million payment to Trump in order to keep up with Disney. Does anyone have a list of legacy media that have not yet apologized to, praised, and or paid Trump since Election Day? Who said that?
Sally Brown.
No, that would be Mark Elias of the United States of...
Mark Elias.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You know why? Viva la resistance, Kimberly. Kimberly Johnson is back in the... bringing maximum hotness back to the resistance. She's rested. She's ready to go. There are several Democrats that will not be attending the inauguration in the first act of Viva la resistance. We salute you. Jasmine Crockett's not going.
Good.
Steve Cohen, Escobar, they cited January 6th attack. Okay, Chris, one last one. Uh-oh. Who said, I think Trump voters may be surprised to learn they voted to make polio great again?
Peppermint Patty.
No! Hillary Clinton, the once and forever queen of I told you so. Viva la resistance! Okay. Sorry. I'm a little wobbly, Kimberly.
There's a list I retweeted, or I, whatever, on Blue Sky. It says, who has not bowed to the felon? ProPublica, Rolling Stone, PBS, Vanity Fair, Not Sure About the New Yorker, and Mother Jones.
Yes. Yes, thank you. People fighting the good fight. This is Lucy Caldwell with the, what's his name, right-winged, Clay Travis, talking about Hegseth.
They've come after Pete Hegseth with everything they got. They started with, oh, he's a womanizer, you can't trust him, his wife's fabulous, they have a fantastic family, he's doing really well.
Not a womanizer.
Then they moved on to...
Accused of a sex crime. Accused of a sex crime. That's
which he says was consensual.
Let's not use the term womanizer. Defend it, but don't say womanizer. That's not what's at issue here.
Thank you.
An alleged sex crime is what's at issue.
Thank you. That's, like, womanizer. They just try to find ways to minimize. Mm-hmm. I love this whole, like, oh, these anonymous accusers. She's not anonymous. He paid her off so that she wouldn't come forward.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's just, we're gonna be seeing so much more of this.
Yeah.
The downplaying of sexual assault and all of it. It's so ugly and disgusting.
Yeah. No, I mean, and the fact that they don't even ask Trump anymore about his, sexual assault conviction, by the way, anyway, we love you, Kimberly Johnson. Welcome back into my minimal bosom. We love you so much. Follow her on all the socials.
Yes.
Well, listen to the podcast. We love you, Kimberly. Mwah. Mwah.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Donald Trump is speaking in South Florida along with SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son. He's the chief of the Japanese investment company that's pledging $100 billion in investments in the U.S. during Trump's 4 years in office.
My confidence level to the economy of the United States has tremendously increased with his victory.
He made a $50 billion pledge after Trump's win in 2016. Meanwhile, Trump's picks for cabinet positions continue their meetings on Capitol Hill. That includes the choice for Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. A law enforcement source tells ABC the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have deployed infrared cameras and drone detection technology to ensure the drones being spotted over New York and New Jersey are not harmful. And more political upheaval, Germany heading to an early election after the chancellor lost a confidence vote. This is ABC News.